بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned يَهْرَمُ إِبْنُ آدَمُ وَيَشِبُّ مِنْهُ الْإِسْلَامُ الْحِرْسُ عَلَى الْمَالِ وَالْحِرْسُ عَلَى الْأُمُرُ As man grows older, two things within him become younger. Man is growing older, but there are two things within him, they don't become old. In other words, they have the tendency of a young person who desires those things. What are the two things? Al-hirsu al-mal wal-hirsu al-umur. Man's desire for having more and more wealth and man's desire and hirs for having a longer lifespan. These are two things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. And man is growing older, he's reached his 50s, 60s, 70s, and now, in reality, he should be focusing on the akhirat. But instead, there are two things that are still alive within him, and they're young. And that is his desire to have more and more, to accumulate more and more wealth, and to have a longer lifespan. Another hadith he mentioned, Rasulullah says, "Man humani la yashba'an. Man humun fi dunya la yashba'u minha, wa man humun fi al-ilm la yashba'u minha." Two desirous persons, they never become satiated. They never fulfilled. One is a manhum. Manhum means a haris, a lalti, person who is desirous, with avarice, suffering from the malady of greed and avarice. He is consumed in the dunya, so he just wants more and more and more. He never becomes satisfied. The other is a good person, one who is desiring knowledge, ilmuddin. You must learn more Quran, Hadith, Sunnah. So he also never becomes full because the more you learn, the more you realize you do not know. And you have to learn more and more and more, and there's no limit to it. But the first person who is haris, manhum, greedy for dunya. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يُقَانَ لِبْنِ آدَمَ وَادِيَانِ مِنْ مَالِ If man had two valleys, not just a little home or a shop, he sees two valleys of wealth. لَبْتَغَى ثَالِثًا To still wish and desire for a third valley. وَلَيْ يَمْلَأَ جَوْفَ إِبْنِ آدَمَ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ And nothing will fill the belly of man except sand. In other words, when he is facing the qabr, but that's the end of everything. When moth strikes, now he cannot take a single cent with him. No greed would take place then in the qabr. It's all at the end of this dunya. Now he's in that alam of barzakh. And the sand that is thrown on him, that is the only thing that's going to fill his stomach. Rasulullah SAW gives a very beautiful example to show the devastation a person does for his greed for wealth. Greed. See, this greed, this is a very evil quality. Abu Dawud is a riwayat, Sunan Abi Dawud, a riwayat that says that the most evil quality within a person, most evil quality within oneself is this greed that the person has. Restless greed. Man who is greedy, he's always wanting more and more and more, so he's bechen. He cannot see somebody else progressing. If somebody else's shop is more busy, somebody is getting more dunya, then he desires that also. So all the time his mind is working. How can I accumulate more wealth? How can I get more rich? So even as the pie becomes larger, and instead of having this desire for others also to benefit from it, so others can also get some share of the pie, he wants most of the pie, if not the entire pie. So in his restlessness, the selfish desire that he has, and in pursuit of this, he will do anything to get the entire pie, the entire material wealth that is coming, whatever it may be, whatever he is desiring. Sometimes the person desires wealth. He wants more food, he's greedy for food. He's greedy for wealth, for money. And other times he's greedy for fame, for power. So all these things are this evil quality within him. Instead of allowing others to get some benefit, he wants the entire share. And in doing so, he will indulge in various haram actions. Just to gain the entire share, he might even steal. There'll be hoarding of wealth. This greed that he has, he will fight with others. He will take the next person to court. He will steal, he will kill, there'll be theft. All because of greed. And therefore, Rasulullah said, this is a very evil quality within a person. The most evil quality within a man is his greed and desire for having more and more, because it leads to so much more destruction, as Rasulullah explained in the hadith, that مَا ذِئْبَانِ جَائِعَانِ, two hungry wolves. Hungry wolves. For a few days they were given no food. أُرْسِلَ فِي غَنَمٍ, and suddenly they are set loose on a flock of sheep. Now we can just picture this. There's a farm, there's a whole flock of sheep, and two hungry wolves, they have been released, and they have been set loose on this flock of sheep. We know what devastation and harm and destruction they will do to this flock of sheep. Rasulullah says that these two fox or wolves, the devastation, the harm, the destruction they do to this flock of sheep is not as severe as a man's greed for wealth and fame, the destruction he does to his deen. The destruction that we do to our deen, to our iman, to our Islam, to our amal, to our good deeds, because of greed for wealth and greed for power, for fame, this is worse than the destruction those two wolves would have done on the flock of sheep. There's a person in the kitabs in Arabic, you find that they use him as a proverbial example for greed. His name is Ash'ab. There are so many incidents mentioned about Ash'ab and the greed that he had. So one day he's sitting and he sees some youngsters, some young boys playing. And suddenly he fabricates a story and he tells them, you know what? Just across the road is somebody who is giving fresh, nice, red apples. Why don't you run and get those apples? So little children, they get excited, so they all run across. And somebody was sitting next to Ash'ab. Suddenly he sees Ash'ab also standing and also running towards that direction. He asks Ash'ab, what are you doing? He says, no, I'm also going across with the children. He said, but why? You fabricated the story, nothing true, there's no reality in this, there's no truth in it. He says, yes, I know. But perhaps, maybe there is somebody giving those fresh apples and I'll lose out in that share. In everything a person can gain extra, this is the greed that he has with him. In Urdu they say, insan ki lalaj ka pyala. The greed the man has, the bowl of greed, kabhi nahi bharta hai. It never gets filled. Why? Usme sawarikh hai, surah, holes. Na shukri ka jo sawarikh hai, usko bharna nahi deta hai. The holes in this bowl of na shukri, ungratefulness, will never make this bowl become full. So a man will always be complaining, and he'll want more and more and more and more and more. This is the greed, the avarice that he has. Why? Because he's got these holes. The more he's getting, he's not making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not showing gratitude to Allah Rabbul Izzat. He's not thanking Allah ta'ala. Because of his ungratefulness, this holes within the bowl is just making everything seep through and he never becomes full. Therefore, respected brothers and elders, what am I? I've explained so many other incidents in ahadith, and for us to understand that greed is going to be destroying us. It leads to so many other evils, as I mentioned. The person will steal. He will siphon money. He will fight people, take them to court. He will kill. He will hoard wealth. He'll become a very miserly person. In fact, his whole life will be bechain, no sukoon. Why? Because he wants more and more and more and more. Hence, ulama say, the ilaj, the remedy to this, what does the person do now? Number one, he must show shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat for whatever Allah has blessed him with. He must be content, qana'at. Rasulullah mentioned, man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi or sarbihi, mu'afan fi jasadihi indahu qutu yawmihi, فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِيرِهَا. The man who rises in the morning in the condition that he's got safety, security in his pathway, he's got no fear that somebody's going to attack him, he's got a sound body, he's got good health, he's got no illness, and he's got sufficient food for that day, then it is as though the whole world has been gathered for him. The entire world has been gathered for him. So qana'at, he must be content. He must make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. He must not have a greedy heart. A heart that desires more and more and more. A heart that burns when he sees others having more. And therefore ulama say, a very good ilaj is that a person must now share the things he has, his possessions. He must become generous. Now when he's going to be generous and he's going to take out some wealth and share with another person, initially he'll feel some pain. It's not going to be easy for him. It's going to be a difficult, a daunting task that now I gathered so much and I must share. But when he does this and now he becomes a generous person, he gives freely, openly, happily, then he will be cured of this disease of greed. And of course, he must be altruistic and wish well for others. When you wish well for others, and you realize whatever is muqaddar for you, whatever is destined for you, then you will be content with whatever Allah has given you. Your eyes will not be focused on other people's possessions. You will not desire fame and wealth, because you know this was the lot that Allah had decreed for you. And if a person does not have this feeling and he wants more and more, in essence ulama say, he's now complaining against the taqdeer that Allah has written for you. He's not happy. As though he's naraz with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is a very serious thing. May Allah Ta'ala protect all of us. Let us not be greedy people. When small children, when you give them something, some sweets, and you see all of them grabbing, what do we tell them? Don't be greedy. So perhaps you're not after small sweets and chocolates. You want the gold and silver of this world. The exact thing what they are doing, and we are rebuking those young children, we are doing the same. And ulama have been explained the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you go to some person's house and say there are 5-6 of us who are visiting there, so the person comes with some dates or he comes with some biscuits, so each person when he's offered he should just take one. Hadith talks about dates. Rasulullah says la tuqarinu. Why? Say suppose there were 5 of us and the person brought 5 biscuits or 5 dates, and I'm the first person, so I take not one, I take 2. What's going to happen? By the time the date goes to the 5th person, it's already finished. How embarrassing it will be for the host if he didn't have sufficient, and for the guests that he's left out. Simple sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But look at the wisdom behind it. Don't be greedy and take 2. Many times in a masjid, some nikah, somebody giving sinni, I've seen many times, I've heard, it takes 1 for this, for himself, 1 for his grandfather, for his grandson, for his uncle, for his wife, and take so many. That's been greedy. When we going somewhere, dish out in your plate that amount you are going to eat comfortably. Don't have those greedy eyes and take out, dish out so much that in the end we are unable to eat that food and we are going to waste that food. It happens many times. People are traveling abroad in the plane. So of course we're not going to the halal haram issues now. But we see so many people taking the tray of food, whereas they're not going to eat from there. They take it, they might open something. Anything that is open, they will take the food and they will throw it in the dustbin. You are responsible. You should not have taken the tray. Now it was your greed that made you take the thing, and you're responsible for wastage and israf. So these are simple things to teach our children or family members. We have functions, dawats. Be careful. Take only that amount that I'm going to eat comfortably. Eat according to the sunnah. And therefore Rasulullah SAW has mentioned, and Allah give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq of making amal. When a person is eating, then one third of his stomach should be filled with water, one third of food, one third of air. Don't eat like a person who has not seen food in his life, and then you dish out so much, in the end you are unable to eat the food, you leave it as it is and you go away. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to be content, have qanaat in our lives, and not to have hirs. Hirs, this is the Arabic word hirs. In Urdu we say lalaj, greed and avarice. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Recite the rushd.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله. صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا. فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا. أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. اللهم ارحم غناكم عافرما وارحم خطاكم عافرما. يا الله ودب غناز بكم مدد عمدا خطأ يا الله. يا الله intentionally يا الله unintentionally يا الله كبيرة صغيرة major sins minor sins. يا الله forgive us completely my Allah. يا الله guide us help us my Allah protect us my Allah. يا الله whoever is pareshan in this dunya Allah remove the pareshani my Allah. People have got financial difficulties my Allah. يا الله you know what is the condition in our country my Allah and in the world my Allah. يا مالكي كريم يا الله help us my Allah. Whatever test we are going through, Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah, to pass this test, my Allah. Allah, grant us afiyat, Ya Allah. Grant us afiyat, my Allah. Forgive us for making your nashukri, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not snatch away all these ni'mat from us, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah, when you gave us all so much plentiful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when we had sufficient lights, my Allah, when we had water, when we had every type of ni'mat, oh, my Allah, we did not make shukr to you, my Allah. We were ungrateful. Allah, we're asking you for forgiveness, my Allah. Allah, bring afiyat, rahat, chain, sukoon in our lives, Ya Allah. Protect us from all bala, afat, musibah, dhillat, Ya Allah. Allah, all those who are sick, Ya Allah, grant them shifai, kamil, ajim, mustaqir, daim. Whoever's got any type of problem, my Allah, for some physical difficulty, some financial difficulty. Allah, some psychological problem, my Allah. Some monetary problem, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove every person's difficulty, Allah.
Change it, Ya Allah, to afiyat, rahat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Hey, Maliki Kareem, so many have lost their near and dear ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, for their parents it is difficult, my Allah. Hey, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah, grant them sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal, tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Make our rozi come to us with ease, Ya Allah. Give us plentiful halal, tayyib. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitin, hasr of the hasidin, from the zulam of the zalimin. Ya Allah, jahan bhi musalman parishan ho, hal ho, Ya Allah. Unki parishani dhoor farma. Ya Allah, grant us mawtul iman, mawtul madina sharif, baril jannatul baqim, Ya Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hawzi kuthur water from Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us beneficial rains, my Allah. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, Ya Allah, the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. Allah, accept all of our duas, Ya Allah. Whatever our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, they are begging from you, Ya Allah, tonight, Ya Allah, they have raised their hands. Fulfill each person's hajat and needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who requested du'as answered the jaiz muraz also. Hazirin ghaibin sabti du'a qabul farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alina ya maulana innaka anta at-tawwabu ar-rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.